Hello, dear friend. Thank you for coming to chat with us today. This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. What a day it is. A glorious morning full of some culty cult chatting, which you know is my fave. I cannot wait.
But I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, me too. Z, before we dive into this, because you are going to want to pay your full attention, do you have a show and tell for us today?
I do. Okay, we know that my daughter is a dance kid, right? I talk about it like every fucking episode. I get it, you get it. For her teammates, her coach just got them, and they're so cute for every person that washes their face, okay? But specifically if you wear makeup or put serums on your face, she got them the arm cuffs and the little bow headbands, the terry cloth headbands, because again, they're washing their face after performances or they're putting on makeup.
Whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And ours don't really, but like it makes them feel, you know, even I wear mine sometimes. And so I think it's cute. I had never tried the arm cuffs before.
I've seen them. I have not.
Because I don't like to buy the things unless I have to. Like, I don't need a specific container to put everything into. Sure. That's a lot of extra money, and I'm not at that point in my life right now. Right now, I cannot keep anything clean. I can't keep food off the floor. You know, we're barely functioning. Maybe 25 years down the line, I will be missed space for everything, regardless. Okay. So I don't purchase all the things because of that. And I also don't like the clutter. Anyways, so she got them the arm cuffs and the terry cloth headband. Now I have the terry cloth headband, and I'll be honest, I only got it because it was aesthetically cute, and it's okay. I kind of want the headband instead. I feel like that because I still use it and a clip. So I'm still using a claw clip. So why don't I just use the claw clip? But then I guess my hair wouldn't get wet. Is that the purpose? That my hair wouldn't get wet? But then when I'm doing my makeup, I have to push it back.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's
to get the
hair
top of my head.
Reasoning. And Hadley, my lovely 11-year-old niece who is obsessed with skincare right now, maybe she can answer us off the air on what that exact purpose is for. But
I think it's just cute. And it gives me a crease in my hair, too, right there. Anyways.
My issue is that little half inch of hair that shows, I'm still getting soap in it. So I'm...
Yes.
I'm like, what's the purpose? But also, I don't like the extra gadgets. I like the extra gadgets. I don't need the extra
gadgets. I got it in Tokyo Disneyland because it was so cute, and I wanted something on it, and it says Tokyo, and it matches, like, Rin's little onesie, and it had happiness in the sky in it, and that's the Tokyo Disneyland logo. And so, obviously, clearly, I needed it, and I bought it for Aurora, but then Aurora never used it, and it went straight to my bathroom. LOL. Yeah. I told Roberto it was for Aurora, 100% for me. Okay, so, fast forward, okay? I've had this for like 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Then Aurora gets a set with the arm cuffs. Dude, the arm cuffs are it, Amy. It's not the headband thing, even though they're fucking cute. And I'm going to link all of them.
Yeah. But the arm cuffs serves a purpose.
The arm cuffs serve a purpose. So you know how no matter what you're wearing, you're soaking wet after you wash your face?
I cannot wear my pajamas and wash my face. Like, I will usually leave
all
my clothes
on. All the way to the armpits,
because
even if I'm wearing a short sleeve.
I don't want to sleep with wet on my shirt. I don't.
Okay, so the arm cuffs, no water rolls down your wrist. None. Which you wouldn't think is so debilitating.
Not if you're my son. My son, literally, if he gets even the slightest bit of water on his body, like milk from
his
cereal.
Maybe this would help. He could, when he eats his food. Or when he washes his hands.
Sensory game changer. Yeah.
Yeah, when he washes his hands. Because, like, honestly and truly, like, you know, even if you're
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So water does not run all the way to your armpits anymore, because that always happens to me when I'm washing my face. Like, even if I try to be careful, like, as I'm splashing it on my face and stuff like that, like, I literally have water from my fingertips to my armpits. Mm-hmm. And everything's a little bit wet and I feel uncomfortable. A lot of the times I'm topless when I'm doing it. But then I you know, that's fine too. But still, it's so much better with the armband.
Like drippy cold water. Like even if it's warm water, by the time it gets to your armpits, it's cold.
I'm like, why did I not just shower? Like, why did I not? Like, why do I wash my face? Like, this is a whole, now everything is awful and the world's dead. So anyways, this is a go around and I am going to link a bunch of stuff in Amazon, but you can also get them on TikTok and Temu.
Everywhere.
And,
they're all everywhere. Over. We will link the ones. I cannot wait to see the cute ones you find. Cause I mean,
they have us with alien Google eyes now. Those are the big ones now with alien Google eyes. And I feel like I really missed out with the bow that I got on mine.
Yeah.
So clearly I need another one.
Absolutely.
And they have like matching sets and stuff too. So you can get matching like mom and me or like, dad and son. And then they have just the armbands, right?
Right.
And then they have just the headbands. So if they just like, because Aurora likes putting her on, putting her headband on sometimes just because I have mine on. And so she's
you are wanting to get the hair out of your face, like that is perfectly acceptable. I love that. And also, guys, when this episode comes out, we are like right before Christmas, like days.
You could probably get it in a couple of days as a last minute stocking stuffer. So I
and also
a set for my primas.
They're
coming
good
in
idea.
Last minute, and mm-hmm. so I got them a matching mother daughter set because I mean, if they don't like it, they don't like it. But
low and stuff, sell stuff like that. You get really cute ones. I love it. I love a good, easy gift that you can give to other people. I also really love something that might motivate you to do your skin care.
Yeah, a lot of times I'm not so great about, because it's the whole shower thing. And honestly, I've been washing my face more when I don't shower because I have them.
Oh, yeah. Because then
it feels less of a thing. You know how sometimes the task at hand is just too much, but then it literally takes 10 seconds?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to wash my face at night because I have so many other things to do. And once I wash, I don't know, everything's wet. Blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. I have so much to clean up afterwards.
It's a
dumb. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Exactly. This makes it stop, even though they're silly little arm cuffs. I love that.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
And they're cheap. They're cheap. They're easy. Why the hell not?
Do it for the sensory folks, for the, you need some dopamine to make you motivated to do stuff.
You
want to
look cute. Whatevs. Yeah.
I can't wait to see your recommendations for that. But I don't want to talk about arm cuffs anymore.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about
cults.
This cult roundup that we have. Roundups have been our jam these last couple of months, but I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss these. These cults are sort of unknown.
Yeah, because we're calling it out today. Unknown. Cults are us.
Which is going to be the title of this episode.
Love it.
So we've got three to talk about. And we actually have more because we did not want. And they will be coming. For now, we're going to go over three. And I had never heard of these. And I'm a cult girly. I do really love cults. And
I'm not a cult girly. Not that I'm uninterested. It's not been my, cup of tea. Yeah, it's just like, whatever. Sure, cool. But Amy's really fucking into them. And I can't wait to hear what she thinks. And also, we have house guests. And I was telling the house guests about this first cult. And it made quite an interesting party conversation. I mean, we were like three bottles of wine into it. So it made for a good conversation, friend. So listen up, take this to your holiday parties.
Yes.
Yes. Why ask about the weather when you can talk to them about cults?
Universal medicine, which is
nobody cares about what you're doing at work anyways.
And good God,
what you do, nor do I care. Yeah.
I don't want to hear about who you're voting for, who you're not voting for, because it's just going to make me mad, so let's not.
Exactly.
Universal medicine is our first one. Let's get into it. This cult was founded by somebody named Serge Benhayan. I looked it up, and it happens every time. So it was founded by Serge Benhayan. He was a former tennis coach. sounds, you know,
is his full name Serge, though? Because I had a friend that we called Serge in college, but his name was Sergio. But we called him Serge, like the drink, like Serge, like it was his friend, but like it was his name. Like, does that make sense? Yeah.
No, it's for real Serge. Like, that's his name. And it's spelled S-E-R-G-E, which made me think it was like Sergio or Sergi or something like a little spicy, you know? And it's not Serge. So I'm like, this is lame.
Is this an American problem or is this his problem? It's probably more of an American problem,
it's
right?
Like, an American problem because he's actually named from Australia, our stuff something so, weird.
Yeah. And this is an us thing. Sorry.
Culturally, their name is fine. His name is fine. Everybody, it's his personality and his audacity that is not fine. Okay. So he was a tennis coach who went bankrupt. So already we're off to a really great start. He was from New South Wales, which is in Australia. He has no medical qualifications. I repeat, zero medical qualifications. But one day, while he was in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, and will openly tell you that this is how he came to this spiritual awakening, he started to think he was called by a higher power to start universal medicine.
You know what? If this would have been a woman in the first poop after she just vaginally gave birth to a child, I would say, yes, ma'am, you probably did get visited by a spiritual. Do you not remember your first postpartum poop in the hospital?
Yeah, no,
or not
I
the
do.
Hospital, at home, wherever?
I do. I don't know if I was thinking about starting a cult, though, when that happened. Like,
no,
I was like,
not.
Please
definitely
don't let my
not.
Insides fall out is mostly,
hard
I think,
yes,
what the thought thing. Was.
But I could see how that
yes.
time in the bathroom. But
well,
no.
And listen, as a parent, I do some of my best work in the bathroom. It's quiet. The door is closed. I don't
I
have
can
to talk
think.
To you. I can, yeah. like, return a text message that I've been waiting to do for 3 days. Starting a cult is just going to add something else to my to-do list, and I'm not super interested. But during this revelation, as he's discovering this toilet cult, he also claims during this time he realized that he was a reincarnated Leonardo da Vinci.
Same.
I mean, this is so...
That checks out. I mean, why not?
Love is one cult that we fought, that we did not too long ago.
Yes.
So he's this reincarnated Leonardo da Vinci, and if you think that's weird, it gets weirder. He calls his cult Universal Medicine.
Which sounds very official.
Right?
When I read it, I was like, no, but what's the name of the cult?
Right.
Like, it took me several moments to be like, oh, no, that is the name, Universal.
It's the name.
Yeah.
Universal and if Medicine. You go to the YouTubes... There are videos that look like legitimate medical videos that are talking about this as like a legitimate form of medicine.
I mean, he believes what he preaches, I guess.
He does. This cult has so many little pieces where it's like, can you pick one? Can you just pick one thing and that be your thing? A big part of universal medicine is this esoteric breast massage. Sounds like a real cool way to consensually touch someone's body that maybe would not ordinarily allow you to touch their body. So gross to me. But it's this esoteric breast massage. It claims to heal everything from painful periods to breast cancer. This dude has got people leaving money to him because also he's telling them you can't leave your money to your children because if you do that, you're like basically cursing them. So you might as well leave me their money because,
no.
Yeah. So I stumbled across this clip. It's like 20 minutes. It's on YouTube, but it's talking to the woman who essentially took him to the Supreme Court and was like, this was insane. And there was a woman being interviewed whose mother had breast cancer. She passed. And the woman had left all of her money to this guy, to this Serge Ben-Hayan, because he said, you can't pass this on to your children because that is going to curse them. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to leave your children with that kind of a legacy, which, I mean, so many criminal things. But this breast massage is like how people get started. He does a lot of seminars. He does a lot of these things. And it's not just women in this cult. There are also men who are a part of this cult. I think they do like weirder, like the same. But I mean, men have breasts too and breast tissue, which is, I guess, mm-hmm. like where like everybody can do that. But there was a statement on their website. It has since been removed, and probably, hopefully, you understand why. It's said that the breasts are emanators of a quality of divine truth that begins at the heart. The heart, in connection to the pubic bone chakra, which is aligned to the ovaries, bringing an emanation of nurturing out for all to have. It's a really nice way of saying, let me touch your genitals without you thinking it's weird. I don't love it. Mm-mm. So this woman who had become a member of this group takes this surge to the Supreme Court. The jury finds that he's leading a socially dangerous and socially harmful cult, and that he is intentionally indecently touching clients and is basically making fraudulent medical claims. Group, this following, has spanned outside of Australia. And in a British court ruling, universal medicine was found to be a cult with some potentially harmful and sinister elements. This cult has everything. Like, remember how I mentioned earlier, they pick one thing, from inappropriately touching women and men. But don't worry, they also believe that we are surrounded and being watched by aliens at all times. Aliens are constantly watching you, and if you're a good person, if you're a member of this universal medicine or you follow these teachings, if you're a good person, they can smell you.
Mm.
That's how they seek you out. And also, he has a lot of weird takes on aliens. I guess, I don't know if they're living on our planet or they're just coming to visit our planet, but they don't have arms and legs. It's a very strange outtake of what they are, but living inside of your body, you can be inhabited by bad spirits or good spirits. And if you're inhabited by good spirits, the aliens can seek you out with their smell. They can smell you. And his teachings are just...
Do you want to be found by the aliens? Yeah.
Why you have to keep doing these treatments and these things, because...
So the aliens don't find you.
I guess. I couldn't
because
really
aliens are bad.
Aliens are bad, yes.
So I don't understand how there are people in this cult. I don't understand what he stands for. I'm not entirely sure where to shift my area of focus. Right. I cannot get over the breast massages. So there's that. But then we're reincarnated.
Odd, but also something that could be considered probably
Reiki-esque. Yeah, because you're draining the lymph nodes, et cetera, sure. et cetera. I'm all about, loving a feminine energy. I do think some of that has some standing. Okay. I do.
For sure.
That. So scientifically. Okay. But then you're going to tell me that you're reincarnated from Leonardo da Vinci. So that's where you're going to lose me. One, don't touch. I wouldn't join a booby touching cult. That's weird.
No, but I
can see. So I can sympathize, right?
I can see the pool, especially if it's being advertised as alternative medicine.
Exactly.
I get that.
Exactly. I've done some weird stuff before,
sure.
So
why not?
I might try it, who's to say? And it plays off of people's intense fear of getting breast cancer. So what if you've been told by a doctor forever and always you're not definitely, they don't tell you that, but you're definitely getting cancer because of your family history. You're 100% going to do it. And then you're okay, well, this is my only shot. Right. But then the reincarnated Leonardo da Vinci. And then on top of that, his all around, but why the aliens and why the spirits? And what does that have to do with the breast massages? And what does that have to do with, I could see why spirits and Leonardo da Vinci, where did the aliens come from? I mean, they came from outer space, but figuratively in this situation,
how did that come into play? It's so many random pieces that are and there's aliens, and if you have a negative spirit in your body, that spirit can inappropriately molest the baby. It's a bunch of stuff where it's whoa, wait a minute, you lost me, hold on, we gotta come back to that. It's just there's so much that I have a feeling it was one of those things where either he has a pretty severe mental illness and it's just a spiral and people are I believe.
But it's Kanye West. Yeah. Where they just have this following and it's and even Britney Spears. And some people are I'm so glad we freed her. And I'm she needs help, friend. I don't know what she needs. It wasn't her father being in charge of her money. I do 100% agree with that. But like,
agreed.
I feel like I'm 100% certain that she needs some help. So
150%.
Even if I thought she was brilliant. And so this man, even if they think he's brilliant.
But you can be both.
Exactly.
Be brilliant and also severely mentally ill.
But that doesn't mean that I, as your follower, have to take everything you say at 100%. And so but as a cult leader, you're not able to question that person. How does anybody who has more than one brain cell stay a member of this cult? Do you get what I'm saying? Because at some point in time, you have to be like, there's so many things that this is the point where you have lost me.
The reincarnation piece is always something that really loses me. He has, his family is also very involved in the cult, and his daughters are like adults now. And one of his daughters, he said, is reincarnated like Winston Churchill. I'm sorry. How dare you? My dad was like, you're a reincarnated Winston Churchill. I'd be like, that's rude, sir. I don't like that. Can you imagine your parent, like your dad coming up to you and being like, listen, you're a reincarnated
Benjamin
Winston
Franklin.
Churchill.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, thank you, dad. This is the best.
What does that mean though? Do I have to, do I invent now? Like,
do I have to go do Winston Churchill things? This is odd.
Does that mean that I can draw well? Because I don't think that I can.
I am not good.
Yeah. I mean, I could do some stuff, but I'm just saying people are probably not going to book me for a certain, and I don't think I could make plans, drawings for a flying machine, sir. And I mean, that's all Leonardo da Vinci, but like, do you get those skills or is it like the speed?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either, but that is what it is. And I believe it is still in operation today.
Wow. Okay. Second cult, you guys, and it is called Happy Science.
Happy Science!
Happy Science. So the Happy Science movement was started in 1986, and the dude who claims to be over it or whatever, he doesn't claim to be, he started it. He claims to be the reincarnation of supreme being, El Canare, the Lord of all gods.
Oh, I mean, if you're going to pick somebody, that's
me too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or what's the goddess of the earth? I would want to be her. What do they say that the, isn't it Gaia or
Gaia.
Something like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would probably want to be Gaia. Anyways, so just when we start my cult, now going forward, that's just
who. You
can
say anyone you want. I mean.
I could. Even Madonna. Even people that are living, because apparently people do that too.
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody Donald Trump.
The Love is One cult person was was Donald Trump in a past life, which riddle me this, he's still living. So you can't really have like a past life if you're living.
So confusing. Anyway, so this isn't about that. This is about the Happy Science cult. Okay. So members of the cult believe that their Lord of all gods was born in 330 million years ago and was worshipped at different times in history as Odin, as Jesus, as Osiris, as Hermes, as Buddha, and as one of the Hebrew gods. So it is, yeah, that's also Love is One, basically. No, but yes, she thought she was also Jesus.
What I don't also understand, though, is when folks are portraying themselves as reincarnated, and they're also saying, like, Jesus, Buddha, Odin, they're all the same person. Like, what makes you think that there's only one person in the billions and trillions of people?
I think that they think there's only been one spirit, and that spirit inhibits.
Just, like, keeps coming back, and they're like, wait, now it's me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. To me, that makes more sense as a reincarnation, no, because they're all coming back as people who lead in a religious movement.
True.
So that makes sense to me.
Okay.
To me, because if you're going to tell me that you are, you know, that you were Frida in another life, I'm going to assume that you smoke a lot of cigarettes and that you have a foul mouth. You may or may not be fluid in your sexuality.
Right.
And you paint. You draw. That's also like something I see. So that's why it was really hard for me to be like, wait, so he's Leonardo da Vinci in the last one, because that's confusing. But with
He wasn't like a cultural leader.
Yes, yeah. But if you are believing that Odin and Jesus are reincarnations, then yes, I could see that you would think that that is the same spirit. And then he is also setting himself up as the leader of Happy Science, which makes sense to my brain.
Okay.
Are you on that train with me now, or are
I'm
you
following.
Like, no?
I'm well, this whole
just all is no,
is like but monarchy. But yes, I can see your train of thinking though. I absolutely can.
His current wife, the believers actually thought, is the goddess Gaia. So that's me. You're
she
welcome.
Took your spot.
She did. She did. But his previous wife claimed to be the reincarnation of the goddess Aphrodite. She was since expelled from the cult. Why didn't she just smite them, though?
Yeah. I mean, if I was...
She's a goddess of love, but she yep. also is very vicious.
And powerful.
And powerful.
So if I was Aphrodite, I would be like, hey, you're going to be stone or whatever she turned
exactly.
into.
Exactly. Exactly. And she's wasn't like using she the her goddess powers of, like, them. Love and war? Aren't they always...
Yeah. Like a good and bad. Yeah, like
yeah,
a positive
sides.
And a negative.
Exactly. So I mean, that's so nice. Way to let them off the hook. But okay, anyway. So the group claims to have 30 million members, although some estimates put the figure closer to a few tens of thousands.
Oh, sorry, guys. That's a wide discrepancy.
And the teachings are based on 500 published books. Most of which are transcripts from recorded lectures of their supreme being, the Lord of all gods.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. There are 15 films based on his teachings.
Oh, man.
Okay. They believe, because I know we're all wondering, so they believe in the existence of reincarnation. No shit.
That seems, okay.
Uh-huh. They also believe in angels, demons, and aliens.
Aliens seem to be a theme today.
It
and,
does.
You know, I believe aliens. They tried to skirt over it this summer. Like, aliens are real. Never mind. Don't tell anyone. So I don't know
if I believe them anymore. Yeah. Well, I'm the government can say anything. The government could be like, guys, there are clouds in the sky. And I'd be like, I don't know. Maybe those are chemicals. Now that you're telling me there are clouds
there,
in the sky,
right.
maybe those aren't clouds. Maybe you've been lying to my face this whole time.
They're not the best at telling the truth. That is accurate.
Yes. So they only ask, so this is back to Happy Science, not our government. Happy Science only asks believers to have the aspiration and discipline to seek the truth and actively contribute to the realization of love, peace, and happiness on Earth. Which, okay. Okay.
That feels nice.
Yeah, I like that. It feels a little fuzzy. They seem to love everybody except for China and North Korea. Okay.
Oh,
so,
bummer.
Yeah. So here's the stick in the mud, right? So, I mean, all of this was a little, but we can all have our own beliefs, you know. This is where it's like, wow, okay. So members of the group believe that North Korea and China are plotting to take over Japan using nuclear weapons.
Okay.
So instead, Japan should act preemptively and start an expansion.
Mm.
Okay. And they're based out of Japan. So Happy Science wants to change their country's constitution and remilitarize it as quickly as possible. And their political ambitions, they want the Happiness Party to be at the center of the government. And their official party has over 21 local, or exactly 21, excuse me, has 21 local counselors. So they already have people on board. They have more than 20 people who are just clamoring for this office, right? And in recent years, they also started a media campaign supporting Donald Trump and the U.S. far right working to build anti-China feelings, which, okay, again, that checks out if they were against China that they would be with Trump, okay. And they sold spiritual vaccines that claim to prevent and cure COVID-19.
What's in a spiritual vaccine?
Not I mean, the cure to COVID.
No, I'm feeling okay about vaccines. Like, I feel fine. I believe in science. I get it. And I get when people don't want to do them. But I also know that they're injecting me with something that is tangible. It is a medicine, whether it is. It is
I don't vaccinate, and I would never have somebody like smudge me and be like, "You've been spiritually vaccinated," and my dumbass thinking that I actually was fine. Like, who? What?
Right.
Who is buying this?
And like, how do you become
quite literally
spiritually vaccinated? Right, because it's, you know, it costs.
Oh, it costs money. Yeah. And probably you had to buy all 15 films and 500 lectures.
And watch them all. And there's a test. And I am not good on Ooh. Tests. So this cult is not for me. And also they are
I'm
into double tests,
test,
and that's
but
not for me. I yeah. am not, no. I am not a test taker. I get too bored too easily. It is not my thing. The thing that is, so you've got all of these, the one, if we've got our leader. Our Lord of all
I don't understand why Aphrodite didn't just smite them, though. Like, come on. The real one, the fake incarnation one. Which other of the Aphrodites that you want to bring forth? Like, how come, what? She just said, okay, I'm out. That's good. Just have another mate.
You've got old boy over here who's, like, been reincarnated as this one Lord of all gods who was, like, four or five different large historical figures throughout of all of history. Great. But you have a wife who came back as Aphrodite and another wife who comes back as Gaia. Why was not just one wife who had like one feminine like leader who was also the same?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, how many Mother Earths
is Odin,
can there be?
And she should be from the beginning.
You know?
So really you should only choose between like what, Earth? And isn't the moon and the sun, they're probably different ones.
Oh, I'm sure.
And probably the sky is one, too.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to choose between four, and that'd be it.
Right. And then they're going to be the same. If your and reincarnation
only two
thought
of those should be feminine energy, and only two of them should be masculine energy, if
right.
the balance of the world is put into play and da-da-da-da-da and part of it. Personally, that's what I think.
World. That's what I think. Yeah. But I think that they just care about the hat. But see, to be honest, if somebody was like, okay, you can be a Republican, you can be a Democrat, or you can be a part of the happiness party, I'm going to pick the happiness party. And I don't do great about reading. So I would probably join without knowing what's happening.
100%. I bet some of these people... And now
like, happiness, I'm into it. And then it's like, wait a minute. This isn't about happiness at all.
Yeah, it sounds so cutesy. Like, yeah, that's a party I want to be in.
Be the happy science party. Yeah, like, come on. It does sound cute, but it is less than cute. Kind of like our next one, which I'm interested to hear your thoughts. So this is our final cult that we're going to talk about. And this is about August Engelhard and his coconut-obsessed cult. 1902, August sets out on a trip. He's got some money. He's got a suitcase full of books. And he has been studying physics and pharmacy, which, you know, why not?
Okay.
He sets out to reach Papua New Guinea. That's where he wants to go. He's got all this money. He's got all this knowledge. His goal is to establish a new Edenic order. Meaning,
so like a new Eden.
Yes.
Okay.
He believed that man was a tropical creature.
Okay.
And if there ever was a Garden of Eden, that it would be inside and should be inside the tropics. Which, if you've read
yes.
in the Bible, it's not in the tropics. But that's yes. fine. This is your belief.
But
this
I could see why you would think that it would be there. Because that's
I mean,
where the biggest, that's where the biggest stuff grow. And that is where
yeah.
that has the most vegetation, et cetera, et cetera. Honestly and truly, like, okay,
so his,
August.
His Eden, it's got to be tropical.
One of my grandpa's names was August. Sorry. Anyways, great grandpa.
Did he do this? Was his last name Engelhard?
It was not.
Oh, bummer.
It was not. I know. Anyway, sorry.
You're about the claim to fame right up there. So it has to be in the tropics, close to the equator as possible. And he believes that you have to walk around nature freely, preferably naked.
Ooh,
have
so
you watched
sunburns.
That show that Naked and Afraid?
Naked and Afraid. Roberto and I love Naked and Afraid.
You watch
their
it.
Penis, yeah, oh yeah. Their penises get sunburned sometimes.
Everything is going to, your butthole's going to get sunburned. Like, that's
I couldn't imagine how your nipples would feel if they were sunburned. Okay, that has in fact happened to me once or twice because I have a tall fence in the backyard. Okay,
yeah, you know, so don't you come can, at like, me. Sunbathe.
Yeah, I can sunbathe. Since I run in my sports bra all summer long, I have like a really bad.
Yeah.
Like tan line.
Sure, like so bad.
Really
yeah.
bad. Uh-huh. So when Aurora was little, we'd go play. I'm sure I'll do it this summer with Renitos. We'd both play outside naked. Like, it's funny. It's
Why
fun.
Not?
Like, whatever. Yeah. We have tall fences. Exactly. One time Aurora fell asleep outside, et cetera, et cetera. My nipples got sunburned and just never again. Just never again. It made me think maybe I should wear a top outside, you know?
But that is, like, you in your backyard. These people are, like, in the freaking tropical jungle with
yeah.
bugs and sticks.
Like,
and
climbing on top of things, like, scratching their butt on stuff on accident.
When we didn't yeah. have clothes, we couldn't wear clothes. But now
even the first thing that they do on Naked and Afraid is construct clothes because it is a yeah. part of – well, they say it's a part of, like, any, like, civilization. One of the first things that they do is start to construct clothes because we have weather. Like, weather exists. Like, no matter where you're
right.
at, weather is
and
weather.
And it affects your skin.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you yeah. get cuts and scrapes, they get infected. He wants to be naked. So he wants
okay.
to be naked. And if you're talking Adam and Eve style, it makes sense. So he had been previously engaged in a movement called Jungborn, which is essentially the Fountain of Youth. So
okay.
it advocated a return to the natural world, eating off the land and living nude. Some of that I can get on board with. The eating off the land, I love. Returning to the natural world, I love. Naked, I prefer not to be.
Look, if you have your own area to be in, then it's none of my
sure.
business. Just right. like, you know, what's in your pants is none of my business unless I am also trying to get in your pants. And then it's still none of my business unless it's your business to make my
unless
business.
You say,
but
I'm allowed to be in your pants.
Exactly.
I don't have any business in my pants. But
exactly.
I can get down with it, with your movement. I don't want to be naked, but if you're not telling me I have to be naked, if it's just like you can be naked, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to wear clothes. You be naked. It's fine. The movement eventually fell apart because of legal problems regarding nudity, which is also an American problem, right? Like, we don't like to be naked. I don't know that he was necessarily American. Americans do not
no,
like nudity.
No, we're allergic, apparently.
We
it's not okay.
But he did not give up on this idea. He's like, nope, I'm gonna make it bigger and better. So he arrives at Papua New Guinea, which is also a place known for, like, headhunters,
mm-hmm.
or, like, cannibals, like, that are actually going to come and eat you. He seemed to have a weird fascination with coconuts, and the main reason appeared to be their shape. He said that a coconut was round like a human head, and it even resembled it a little bit, so it must be the ideal fruit for, like, human consumption. Like, this must be what you need is to eat coconuts. So his idea... His whole, like, movement circled around the diet of him and his followers being entirely coconuts. Like, they don't eat anything else. They only eat coconuts, which seems like a rough go, my guy.
It's just too much of anything is never good. Like, we all – come on. And just coke – coconuts, like, every single day, you know how they're always like, if you
yeah.
could only eat one thing for the rest of your life. No, I'd die. I would just
die. I don't
die.
Want to eat one thing. I don't even like to eat the same thing for lunch 2 days in a row. Like, what?
Yes.
You're going to make me eat a coconut every day? So he said, we can expect from God that he created our food in the shape of our heads, which I don't know where he learned that, and that they are vegetal human heads, a coconut is, and they alone are the proper human nourishment. Now, this was in 1902, so we don't know a lot about nutrition yet. We're getting there, but we're not there. Coconut is also a fruit that grows nearest to the sun, and Engelhardt was a sun worshiper. So, like, that was part of a lot of that, like, the Jungborn, Fountain of Youth. It was very, like, return to nature. I get that. Okay, great. I'm on board with that. He decided that because of all of these things, this food is perfect. An article which was published in the New York Times in October of 1905 said that his plan was to have his sect worship the sun, and that man was a tropical animal, not intended to live in caves called houses, but to wander, as Adam did, with the sun beating upon them all day and dews of heaven for a mantle at night. living such a life.
Then why have all of our cultures since the beginning of time been trying to like build places for us to live in?
Because that's survival literally of the fittest, brother. Like, that's, you can't.
Not everybody has zero to no ambition. Like, and I'm not saying that that's not zero to no ambition, too, because, like, certain people, like, we can all be passionate about certain things, and there are room for those people in this world. It's just, like, we are not, we don't all have to live exactly the same way. Like, this is not so.
And what if this is, like, laziness? Like, yes. I don't really want to do that. So, like, and I'm not, if this is the way you parent, everybody parents their own way. But you know, you have that parent where you're like, and I'm like this too sometimes, like, oh, I just want them to have their own natural consequences, which I get, and I also tell my kids. But have you ever met that parent where it's like, you don't want them to have a natural consequence, you don't want to parent them. You want to just let them, like, do whatever they want, which is different than, like, learning a natural consequence. So I kind of get the same vibe.
Don't they call that neglectful parenting?
Yeah.
So sometimes I am a little neglectful. That's okay. I'm allowed to do that during the day. But overall.
With a purpose. Exactly. Like sometimes it's like, brother, wear yourself out.
Exactly. But no, when they're overall always like that, yes. Yes, this is very much
giving that vibe where it's like, you know what? No, it's going to be fine. Like the
I never need to. I don't need to work. It's fine. Like right. I'll figure it out. It's just more important for me to follow where the spirit leads. Well, yeah, you get say that because you live upstairs at your parents' house. I mean, you're 37 years old. When are you going to pay for your own fucking cell phone bill?
Never.
You know.
Never. You're not speaking from any experience. I feel like you're giving some brother vibes off right about now. But he also believes that the healing and curative powers of the sun would in time render people so immune that sickness wouldn't happen anymore.
I do believe that the sun is very powerful.
I agree.
And I do believe that the sun is necessary for us to stay healthy.
I 100% agree. But if I'm dying of a bacterial infection, laying out in
don't
the sun
put me in
is
the sun.
Not going to cure me. It might help. It might give. They always say you should open your windows when you're sick so you can get
but
fresh air.
But that and only coconuts is not going to help with anything, especially if you've only been eating coconuts for 45 years. Like,
it's gonna affect your old body functions there.
Ooh, I bet they'd get scurvy too. Yeah, aren't you supposed to have fruits inside? Or is coconut? Look,
coconuts
I'm not gonna pretend
not
like I understand much
fruit,
about
I don't
nutrition.
Think.
Like I do, but I don't. If that makes any sense, you know, I think I know things, and then I just don't.
I'm not sometimes. A nutritionist, but
yes, exactly.
I know that if I only eat coconuts until the day I die, that's not going to be good. It'll be sooner rather than later.
Sooner. Yeah.
So he only has about like 15 or so followers. So this cult is not very big. Okay. Not very many people are like on board.
Makes sense.
They would spend their days basking in the sun, swimming in the ocean, eating
like
coconut,
Avatar.
Which also
like
sounds amazing.
Like those people that live near, have you seen the new Avatar movie, The Ways of the Water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like it's like the people from the other tribe that live near the water. Not but even really a spoiler, okay?
Yeah, it's not. These people, some of his followers didn't even survive a year. So it did not go well. It was not great.
Mm.
August himself also becomes ill because there was a poor coconut harvest. So, you know, food is scarce.
How long did he live? What year did he die? Because
he was
if
like in his 50s, I think, when he died. He didn't even make it to his 50s, so it was before. And this is in, like, early 1900s, so, I don't know, it's not too bad. But I also don't know when this started. He had inheritance money, so, like, what was that, like, 2 years that he lived as a coconut eater? I don't even know. I did look up the nutritional contents of coconut, and the protein is not there, my God.
He lived until 1919. So from 1905 until 1919, he survived solely off coconuts.
Or at least for most of that time. I mean, that's like a record of something.
Mainly off coconuts. Because
if you had the opportunity to, like, eat a chicken, like, don't you think you would? If you were like, hey, this chicken is here, I'm sorry.
Oh, if I smelled it cooking, I would have to. And let me say, after my second pregnancy, I can't even handle chicken anymore. But if all I was eating
was coconut?
Was coconut.
I don't even like the taste of coconut that much. Not unless
I hate coconuts.
I love the taste of coconut, but I want it to be like,
I like the artificial fake coconut taste.
Yeah.
So like, I like coconut rum.
Creamer. Right. Like, yay! I'm not interested in like real deal.
Yes.
Friends.
But I don't like coconut water. It's disgusting. And Guatemala, my prima was
easy.
Yeah. My prima was like, do you want some coconut water? And they like fucking cut it for dinner. I was like, oh, so sweet. And she's like, you can even eat the, what do they call it? I mean, it's the part of the coconut. The coconut, it's not skin. They call it meat. The coconut meat. You can eat the meat of the fruit. And I was like, yeah. And then,
it's just not very sweet. And I think it's kind of putrid tasting. It's just not, it's not for me. Put some sugar in that shit. That's
or salt. You're not even like nothing.
Ooh,
just
salt.
Nothing.
I don't know that
I might salt it.
All right. Okay. So as he's getting older, as his nutrients is depleting, he does recover from the illness of the poor harvest, but his health is very bad. He's very thin. His writings become more and more erratic. His cult didn't last, but you know, maybe he was like the inventor of the hippie movement. Who knows?
Could you imagine how low his blood sugar must be at all times? At all times. Every other day I eat. And then I'm like, wow, whatever was happening to my brain before, I was just functioning. So like, no wonder, no wonder I felt so stupid, you know, because
I do think that it's interesting when they do studies like this, where it's like, okay, I'm only going to eat, you know, and usually it's like McDonald's or whatever, but like what the effects it has on your body. I do wonder like at what
point. I never understood the effects that it could have on the body.
Yeah.
Until I was with Ren, because I will forget to feed myself because now there's two kids and they will eat the stuff. And I simply cannot be eating butter noodles for all three fucking meals. And I can't fight with these kids either because no, thank you. I'm sorry. It's just me a lot of times. So like, I'm just going to serve them what they want to eat. And then sometimes I forget that I also need to eat at that time, or then it's nap time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's nap time hustle. Like, what am I going to be able to do with two hands?
Yeah.
And all of my brain cells.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so then it'll be 3 p.m. and I will eat. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, was I, you know, did I consume a bottle of vodka earlier today, or was my blood sugar so low? Like,
so
because
low.
Immediately, like, the world stops turning.
Yeah.
I can breathe. I'm not sweat. Like, the anxiety has, like, it's crazy. So if you haven't eaten lunch today, you guys, sit down, breakfast, whatever it is, sit down and eat a meal. Drink some water, too.
Water.
Do not pour yourself a coffee. I mean, like, do it, but, like, also have water, too. You know?
Yeah.
You
this morning, I was drinking my coffee, and I'm like, man, this is making me feel really anxious. I should probably just keep drinking it, because that seems like a really normal reaction.
Uh-huh. Or I'm like,
my
skin's
crawling, but no, this is a great idea.
My brain seems to be going so fast, and my body is moving really slow.
Mm-hmm.
In order to fix it, I should, in fact, consume more
waste this cup of coffee. Why would I do that?
That's dumb. Mm-hmm. That's 50 whole cents down the drain. I would never financially recover.
Nope.
Maybe 35 because of the creamer. Again, I would never financially recover.
Either way, life is over. Keep drinking that coffee. No, please, for the love of God, give yourself some water.
I know this sounds stupid, but like I do feel like he was a little bit onto something with the coconut being the shape of the head and towards the sun, because, you know, they tell you to take collagen for your joints because that comes from, you know, when they tell you to like eat more, you know, fatty stuff during, in order like to gain weight, et cetera, et cetera.
It
makes sense.
But it does, but I don't know if that's you shouldn't only have collagen.
100%.
You also have other things.
You should have other things. You should just also have more, or you should add that in if you don't already have that. So like, maybe, yes, you should consume a coconut every day.
Sure. Go for it. If that fits into your macros, brother, have a good time. Like, you eat whatever makes your body
you
feel nourished, but
catching me eating a coconut every day, because I don't like them. They're gross.
No. I was on a really big, like,
and then
where
are they?
Ooh, I was like eating seaweed a lot, and then I had to like Google like, okay, what happens to my body if like that's all I'm like consuming? So I cut it back, because, you know,
is it not good? Should I Google it?
No, there's just a lot of iodine in seaweed, which is like salt, you know. So it's just, that's really the only thing, but it's not that you shouldn't, but like, I shouldn't only eat seaweed. I should also.
100%. 100%. No, I'm just, I just look like this with my face because Renitos eats a lot of seaweed. So
does he really? I wish my kids ate seaweed.
Yeah, because it's that sensory, like,
crunchy.
I love them.
You got to really think things through when you're deciding to join a cult. All right. Like, I'm forever interested in the responses that people have to these cults. Like, you've got some people that are like, I believed it, and then when I got out, it was like, you know, like that veil was lifted and I couldn't realize that. And then you've got the people that are in it that will literally defend it to the death. I don't understand that. I know cults prey on people with trauma, and maybe I'm just a skeptical asshole. I'm not really sure, but I think it's like wackadoo.
But this is why you have to teach your kids to think for themselves. Mm-hmm. If they're 7 years old and they can't get themselves dressed, like, just- yeah. Like, take a step back and think, am I doing this for them, or am I doing them a disservice by continuing to do every single thing for these tiny humans that I've been entrusted with? Yeah, because at the end of the day, they need to think critically.
Right, because then you create adults that can't think critically, which is to the people who...
joined his cult. I mean, this, he was like the pre-hippie hippie though, right?
For sure.
So this was in 1902, so okay. But I'm sure there are people like this right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that Love Is One cult, that's the lady has that lady cult all over it. Yeah. Yeah.
I just recently finished that. I know we talked about it last episode. I just can't get over what a dick that guy is to people.
He's the worst.
He's so mean. And then that woman just sits
beside
him. The epitome
of white privilege. He's just the worst.
Yes. And he's like, well, I don't know about you guys. This girl lives in a fourth world or third world country. And she's done it. He said, bitch sent me $4,000. Can we be a little bit respectful to the bitch that just sent you $4,000?
$4,000? Like, are you kidding me?
And she's sleeping on the floor of her parents' house, like, without a mattress, like, with her children. Like, and you're proud of that, and you're bragging to it. You guys got to watch that. That'll be, like, our secondary show and tell of the week. It was last week, too.
I know. We're just going to keep talking about it.
And I think there were only 3 episodes, but I just can't get...
No, but they were longer, and it was, like...
I can't get over how rude he was to his people. Just, and now we're talking about cults, and that was culty, and so it just very similar vibes.
The circle of our life. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we will be back next week with more true crime. We might be back with the cult part 2 of this. Okay. So maybe it'll be Unknown Cult or Us part 2. Maybe it won't be. We'll see. You'll see. We'll all see together. We'll all be back. And eat some coconuts, but also mix in some protein, some veggies, you guys. Follow your gut, both literally and figuratively.
And figuratively.
Yeah.
That's telling you that's enough coconut. It's probably
If your belly's full of coconut, your belly's full of coconut.
And you
can decide to eat something else. I will allow you to.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You can pick something from the pantry. It's fine. Bye.
Bye.